Wait.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, February the 7th, 2023. I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are focusing on Zimbabwe's war against drugs and substance abuse, with police saying they arrested some 277 people yesterday under the so-called Operation Not to Dangerous Drugs and Illicit Substances, bringing the total number of arrests to 636 since the launch of this campaign last week, targeting both drug users and dealers. Lichona njani sihlobo siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe Live Talk The Connection. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokubotshwa kwabantu abasebenzisa izidakamizwa kanye labazithengisayo phansi kohlelo lwamapholisa olwe Operation Not to Dangerous Drugs and Illicit Substances. Amapholisa azise namuhla ukuthi izolo abophe abantu abangamachumi phose amathathu 277 elizweni lonke jikelele njalo athi selokhe esungulelo luhlelo lokulwisana lezidakamizwa ngeviki edluleyo asebophe abantu abangamakhulu edlula ayisithupha 636. Kwazwayi vatereri nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk The Connection tiri kutarisa chirongwa chemaporisa chekusunga vanotengesa zvinodhaka uye vanozvishandisa. Mapurisa azivisa nasi padande mutande reTwitter kuti nezuro akasunga vanhu mazana maviri nemakumi manomwe nemanomwe 277 munyika yese. Izvo zvakakwiza uwandu hwevanhu vatosungwa pari pasi pechirongwa cheOperation Not to Dangerous Drugs and Illicit Substances kushika pamazana matanatu nemakumi matatu nevatanatu 636 kubvira svondora pfuura. Before we dive in deeper, first some news from America. US President Joe Biden will this evening deliver his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress, where he is expected to tackle both domestic and foreign affairs ranging from inflation in the United States to the Russian war in Ukraine. While the cost of living remains high for many Americans, Biden will likely take a victory lap over his handling of the economy after figures out Friday showed employers created 517,000 jobs last month, dipping the unemployment rate to just 3.4%, the lowest since 1962. This is President Biden's first State of the Union address since Republicans took control of the House of Representatives last month, in a milestone on the path to the 2024 presidential election. Will Mr. Biden's second annual State of the Union speech be a rerun of the first, or will he cover new ground? Analysts lay out what they expect to hear from the president in this yearly speech before a Congress that is no longer completely on his side. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Washington.
Ukrainian ambassador to the United States.
This is the chance for President Joe Biden to lay out his priorities before the newly sworn-in Congress. Days ahead of Tuesday night's speech, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre warned that the speech is often reworked until the very last moment. But she said some topics are a safe bet.
The significant economic progress we're seeing under his leadership, his economic vision that's building our economy from the bottom up and middle out, the historic pieces of legislation passed into law over the last 2 years, which are creating good paying middle class jobs and delivering real results for people by fixing our roads, bridges, tunnels, lowering costs on everyday goods.
But says historian Jeremy Suri, this policy speech is also and always politicized. He spoke to VOA on Zoom.
The politics matter for policy. So this is the opportunity the president has each year to try to set the agenda and to frame the public debate in ways that will benefit him and his party, but also hopefully create pressures toward the policy goals that he has.
Suri said he expects Biden to revisit his previous remarks on the soul of the nation and what he sees as threats to democracy from the far right. The war in Ukraine is also likely to come up, as it did a year ago, when it was in its infancy and Biden spoke of the West's need to help the nation fend off the Russian invasion. Biden has also said his administration wants new laws on abortion, gun violence, and police reform. But he faces a challenge. Congress holds the power to pass laws, and the opposition Republican Party now controls one of the two chambers. New House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who will take his seat behind the president on Tuesday, is locked in a debate with Biden over how to spend American taxpayer money. Republicans seek major cuts to government spending.
I've been very clear. The current path we're on, we cannot sustain. We got to change the directory to put ourselves on a path to balance. How we get there will be our discussions.
And Suri says people will be watching McCarthy's reactions as he sits behind Biden during the address.
If he frowns, if he shows his displeasure, he looks dyspeptic. He looks like he's not cooperative. He looks like he's an extremist. But if he looks too happy, too engaged with President Biden, then of course he will alienate the far right in his party, the small group within his party and within the House who are demanding that he take on the president.
This mix of politics, policy, pomp, and personalities will be on full display when Biden speaks Tuesday night. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you there, VOA's Anita Powell reporting. Now to our main topic. Zimbabwe police have launched a war against drugs and substance abuse prevalent among young people. As said already, police spokesperson Paul Nyati said on Twitter today, they arrested 277 people yesterday nationally, taking the cumulative figure of arrests under the so-called Operation Not Too Dangerous Drugs and Illicit Substances to 636. Under this campaign, the police are stopping and searching vehicles and people looking for drugs and illicit substances such as skin creams and illegal liquor. Those found using drugs are also arrested. And the question is, is this a good strategy? Can it work? And how do you prosecute the war on drugs without violating people's human rights? And now to help us answer these questions, we are joined by human rights lawyer Kennedy Masiye, based in Texas here in the United States, and Tania Marumga, director of the organization Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. Thank you very much, both. Let me start off with Mr. Masiye. Mr. Masiye, you are a human rights lawyer. We have seen since last week, police are stopping cars, stopping people, and conducting, you know, searches for drugs and what they are calling illegal substances. And the question of human rights is being raised by human rights lawyers like yourself. How do you strike a balance there?
Yes, thank you very much for bringing me to the show and also for raising those important questions. Yes, it's always a delicate situation when you're dealing with the right to liberty. The right to liberty is guaranteed in our Constitution. And when it comes to, when it comes to searches that do not have warrants, which are called warrantless searches or arrests, there has to be standards that have to be met. There has to be, really a good basis for the search, and that is at law we say reasonable suspicion. that you know, that offenses are being committed in a particular area or space. So when it comes to these issues, it's always a delicate situation where you have to take into consideration the constitutional rights, you know, to liberty, and also the personal right of the people who are, you know, subjected to this policing.
And let me give you an example of myself, Mr. Masiye. A few years ago, I was still in Zimbabwe. I was walking to my apartment from downtown, and I passed these police officers. And ndakanga ndine, you know, vudzi rangu. I didn't have my dreadlocks, but ini nandi zvekukama kama musoro zvinondinetsa. Saka they perceived me to be a Rasta. Then this guy said to me, Rasta, mira ipapo. Then I was like, I didn't even stop. I continued walking. Then one of them ran up to me. He says, "Ko Rasta, truti mira ipapo, auzokunzwa here." Then I was like, "What do you want?" Zvikanzi kwandiri, toda kukusecha. I was like, "Mondisecha modei." Zvikanzi toda mbanje. Ndikati, "Where is the warranty? Search warranty rikupi?" Zvikanzi, "Rasta, hatizokutamba panapa." And knowing the Zimbabwean police, they can be very brutal. So I was like, I didn't have anything to hide. I was like, okay, go ahead and search me. Vakandi secha, and obviously they didn't find anything. Then they let me go. And I'm imagining there's worse right, happening right now with this campaign.
Yes, those are some of the things that we as human rights lawyers worry about when it comes to, you know, our police force in Zimbabwe. The issue of professionalism itself, you know, really clouds the good intentions that they might have. We know that in Zimbabwe right now there's a scourge of, you know, drug abuse, and there's a scourge of people selling drugs, which are hard and very dangerous. But this in itself is not complemented by the professionalism that we expect from our police force. Dragnet arrests themselves are obviously unconstitutional. You cannot just go about arresting everyone in order to investigate. The police have to investigate first, and they have a reasonable suspicion that, in fact, those drugs are, you know, within the possession of those people. So those are some of the things that we will be looking at when we're looking at, you know, the rights that people have. People cannot be arrested first, then searched later, or you know, an offense be found later, and so forth. The police should be professional in their conduct. And if they are professional in their conduct, and they are really arresting those people using the standards that are expected for policing, then that is recommended. But if they are dealing in such a way that they violate people's rights, and also they behave like in the situation that you face, which is quite unfortunate, where just because of your appearance, they think that you are selling drugs or you are in possession of drugs. That in itself is unprofessional and surely infringes the rights of a citizen who should be at liberty to move wherever they want to move.
Siyabonga, Mr. Masiye, and I know you said you have another engagement, Mr. Masiye, but if you still have time, you can stay with us. But if you're out of time, you can go. But I would appreciate if you can stay. Liyamuzwa lapho ubaba uKennedy Masiye Ligweta. Ngikhuluma ukuthi hayi kuvamile impela kungatholakala ukuthi okule mikhankaso enje ukulwisana kuthiwa kulwisana lesidakamizwa. Ungathola abantu sebenyathelelwa amalungelo sebehlukuluzwa ngamapholisa. Ngimphe umzekeliso walokho okwenzakala kimi ngomunye umnyaka ngiseZimbabwe ngihamba etown kompana wobulawayo ndlula eBulawayo Center ntambama. Ngiyakulokuze nefletini lami ngiyamiswa ngamapholisa. Athi kimi, "Rasta, mira ipapo. Rasta, mana khonapho." Ayi, mina ngazihambela ngaqhubeka ngihamba. Then omunye wabo uyagijima uza kimi uthi, "Kati Rasta, sitimana lapho when kube kuhamba indaba mina ngithi umisa mina ungimiselani uthi sifuna ukusetsha mina le yansetsha lidingani uthi azidinga imbanje ngathi abantu laba bangihlolela oro kanjani ngathi ingaphi search warrant bathi arastas idlale babuya bangisetsha ke ba bazisela imbanje zabo bangekela ngahamba khonapho kwakungela campaign yama drugs esibonayo so umbuzo engiyobuza lamhleke ukuthi njengoba kuthiwa sokule campaign abantu abasebenzisa izidakamizwa bayabotshwa abazithengiswayo bayabotshwa what more what worse can happen to abantu bakithi abantu bezimbabwe ingamukele njalo uTania Marumbwa wenhlanganiso yezimbabwe people who use drugs ngudirector waleyo nhlanganiso Tania 277 people babotshiwe izolo ezimbabwe bebotshelwa ukusebenzisa izidakamizwa abanye babotshelwa ukuzithengisa istrategy esisebenzayo yini lesi abantu abasebenzisa ama-drugs kumele babotshwe yini ukuze udubo lolu luphele kumbe bamele bancediswe ngezinye indlela
Ngiyaxolisa namuhla amineka so the bit of noise in the background. But indaba oyikhuluma yonke isisibuhlungu kakhulu cause umuntu obotshwa yonke they're right ukuthi bebotshwa ama the ones who are selling laba batholakala with large quantities on their manje. But u-end user kaseze ethengi ehlale lento ezingu-50 endlini. So indaba yabo leyo yokuthi they are arresting and it's okay ukuthi they are searching and they are stopping and searching people on the spot and but Zimbabwe is a transit country. What I mean is ukuthi ama-drugs vele azahlala engena eZimbabwe and because they are either passing from South Africa going somewhere or they are coming down to South Africa from somewhere and anyone can be a person who sells drugs. And abantu abasebenzisa izidakamizwa they're just for end user. So even if you arrest all of us, our jails, one, they don't have the capacity. Because it's a human rights violation, like what you're saying, ukuthi they were just suspicious of you. You were going to your flat, Latana, uduzane the high private, Blawayo Center, and then and they searched you, but they found that you had nothing. There are actually ways to like good resources. We talk about police as other people do other like other criminal activities, aren't they? And drug when you talk about drug use, aren't they? It's associated with criminal activity because drug dealing is actually a criminal activity. Trafficking is a criminal activity, aren't they? So the biggest worry that the police should have is how are these drugs getting to the country? How do they keep coming in? They can arrest all of us. You know, it's like more than a quarter of the population of Zimbabwe right now is people who are using drugs, aren't they? So are they going to arrest all of us? Stuff us in prison for maybe being found with a packet of skunk, one bottle of codeine, you know, in small quantities. The people they should be arresting are the peddlers, yes. But no, that's the least of their worries. There's someone at the top of the chain. And some of these people are protected by the police. And the police know which of these people exist. Like, I won't give names, but here in Bulawayo, there are people who saw. Some are police. Some are former police officers. Some are protected by the police. And you cannot touch them. When the end user, you suffer. So I keep my $10 sitting inside. I mean, I keep even going 6 hours in the this was in 2017, I think. And then what happened next was, so what happened next was, Nahamba, a police station, and then I paid. And then I paid for the fine, right? So what happened afterwards was disturbing. We actually get harassed sometimes by these police officers, don't we? And then the least one is me, who uses, and the least of their problems. If they arrest all of us, there's going to be new people who are going to start using. And it will not stop. A world without drug use is impossible, according to me. It's utopia. And these are my answers. You could have sued them. Over to they suspected you because they thought maybe because you're a rasta, you have you're in possession of marijuana, aren't you? which is not correct what they did. So that's my two cents right now. There is a program, literally harm reduction. Zimbabwe should adopt it. There is a proper policy document that is out there called the Zimbabwe National Drug Master Plan. This is a document that everything teaches you about what to do with people who use drugs. And you know, people can come seeking for assistance. If the police do this, in fact, they're pushing people who use drugs to hide instead of coming out in the open. If I admit to my drug use, and then I also need assistance, first I might get arrested, and because drug use is a criminalized in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not legal, but still, if we do it, and how many illegal activities are not supposed to be done in different countries, but are done despite the law being there, despite the enforcing all these serious laws, those harsh laws, it will never stop, to be honest. And some of the people who, if you arrest them, you take them to prison, they suffer more. Because it's a general withdrawal. That's the main strategy. And they should allow harm reduction to start in Zimbabwe. That is what I have to say right now.
Yeah, thank you. The Tania Ungaika Chana Kubega Ubambile, that's Tania Marumbwa. Director of Zimbabwe, people who use drugs, inhlanganiso yabantu abasebenzisa izidakamizwa, izama ukubancedisa ukuthi hayi bachiyane lalowo mkhuba. Please do stand by Tania, and let's take a short break. We will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about Zimbabwe's war against drugs. Is arresting users a good idea? We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And our guest tonight is Kennedy Masie, a human rights lawyer based here in the United States, in the great state of Texas, as well as Tania Marumbwa, director of the organization Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. As Kulumango Mkankaso Ogubopa Abantaba 7 says Takamizwa, kanye labazithengisayo amapholisa njengokusho kwethu ngaphambilini athi abophe abantu abangu 277 nationwide izolo abatholakale besebenzisa isidakamizwa ukuthi abanye ngabazithengisayo. Amapholisa intatelizindaba yethu Ezra Jesus Panda uthethe umfanekiso kwenye roadblock the other day kuthanga, I think amapolisa etshengisa akutholileyo khonapho abasetsha khona abantu emabhasini lasezimoteni. Ngachazeka mbona omunye wayele nhlanyelo yembanje kuthwalayo, omunye ubeyithwele wathatha wajika ngewindi lebhasi. Ngathi madoda, inhlanyelo bazimisela abantu, kulabalimi labo bayasebenza. Ngize kuwe Tania, ukhuluma ngohlelo lapha uthi luthiwa yi-harm reduction. Akusichazisele ngalolo hlelo, lwenzani kahle kahle? Hello, Tanya. Hello, Tanya Marumbwa. Ukona.
Hello. Can you please give me the question again? I didn't catch that.
Okay. Ben Siti Mina, you talked about uhlelo kuthiwa yi harm reduction. Lwenzani kahle kahle lolu hlelo? Can you explain?
All right. So harm reduction and my programs, my practices, and my training on social science no taka. Akusukufunga. And you may say to me, I can't say to one of the people who tell me why I can't. Because it's actually here in Zimbabwe, if you say Zimbabwe people who use drugs, we sit more interministerial task force committee. And tonight, when my meetings, our city under harm reduction pillar. And this is a pillar very, very fast. A ministry, it reached the Ministry of Health. So, social media. Access to in the information, in the the people that is spoken to. So while the now so far on the science, they've actually never heard of such a strategy. Because as time with Zimbabwe, when you say no, what happens to the ones who have already said yes to drugs, aren't they? They are there. There's a lot, there's others who are but a chamber, but you can some drugs, yeah. And as you say, what did you have about to speak as you to decide? They don't have a demand reduction. Because they can be taught about the dangers of drugs. And at such a young age, with the information in open the mind. If you know what to share with you, tell me what you're going to say, you might drugs. But if you have a harm reduction, But because people can afford drugs, and the other thing that I wanted to say is harm reduction and Zimbabwe Amuna Treatment Center, but Mugatel Sama neighbors, they don't have South Africa, even other countries are not Kenya, Mauritius, and they like tight laws, it's working.
The Ministerial Task Force Against Drugs, which is chaired by Minister Paul Mavima. I remember we talked about it last week. And today, again, I tried to get a comment from Minister Mavima. And then I sent him WhatsApp questions, but he is yet to respond. Also, Paul Nyati, the spokesperson, did not respond. But briefly, as we close the show, we only have 1 minute remaining. Would you say this ministerial task force that you sit in is effective?
So far, they're failing to be effective because it's like only one pillar, or two pillars rather. The supply, they fall under the supply reduction, meaning they reduce the coming in of those drugs and it could be one way to access to them. But it's not working because the same people who are supposed to be preventing it, in a few cases that I've encountered, they are the same people who are going to have drugs there because I'm not in 50 kg and bange. I was 50 kg. Instead of Kuti, Atore Mari. And strategy of Sungawan Hai Shandi.
Thank you, Tanya. I'm sorry, we have to leave it there. We are out of time. And I promise I will bring you back again next time.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. That brings us to the end of our show. Thanks to our guests, Tanya Marumbwa, director of the Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs, as well as Mr. Kenneth Masie, a human rights lawyer. Let's make another date tomorrow, Zimbabwe. For now, good night, Zimbabwe. Lebelo busuko buhle. I'm your host.